Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O great sage, as soon as I got taste of the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I had accepted gross and subtle coverings. For both the Lord and I are transcendental. Purport. Ignorance in material existence is compared to darkness, and in all Vedic literatures the personality of Godhead is compared to the sun. Wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. Hearing of the Lord's pastimes is itself transcendental association with the Lord, because there is no difference between the Lord and His transcendental pastimes. To become associated with the supreme light is to dissipate all ignorance. By ignorance only, the conditioned soul wrongly thinks that both he and the Lord are products of material nature. But in fact, the personality of Godhead and the living beings are transcendental, and they have nothing to do with the material nature. When ignorance is removed, and it is perfectly realized that there is nothing existing without the personality of Godhead, then nascence is removed. Since the gross and subtle bodies are emanations from the personality of Godhead, the knowledge of light permits one to engage both of them in the service of the Lord. The gross body should be engaged in acts of rendering service to the Lord, as in bringing water, cleansing the temple, or making obeisances, etc. The path of archana, or worshipping the Lord in the temple, involves engaging one's gross body in the service of the Lord. Similarly, the subtle mind should be engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, thinking about them, chanting His name, etc. All such activities are transcendental. None of the gross or subtle senses should otherwise be engaged. Such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in the devotional service. But simply attraction of love for the personality of Godhead, as it was developed in Narada Muni, by hearing is highly effective. Om Agyana Timrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Agyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopeshwar Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Pachitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to recite a couple of prayers to glorify the Bhagavatam. If anyone knows the prayers, the verses, please recite with me. Janmajasya yatonvayat hitaratash charthesh abhigya svarat tene brahma hridaya adhikavaye muhyanti yat suryayah tejovari yathavinimayo yataratri sargom risha damnasvina sadanya rastakuhakam satyam param dhimahi Dharma projita kaita vatra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam Shrimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimva Pararishvara Sadhyo Hritya Varudya Tetra Kritibir Shushrushu Bishtat Kshanat Nikamakalpa taror glitam falam shukamukam amrita drava samitam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam rasiko buviba vukaham. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for coming. I request blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I can speak something according to Bhagavatam, something that can be beneficial for all of us. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhattalyashya Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. This series of verses is very inspiring and it's very important. When Srila Narada Muni explains how he achieved perfection in his life, how he got a taste for Krishna, and it is very much relevant for us because we are assembled here in this morning program to get some taste for Krishna. We're here from Mangalarati, from Japa period, then we chanted together, then we performed Guru Puja, and the goal of all these activities is to get some taste for Krishna. And there's a lot of materialistic literature that explains how to achieve our goals, how to achieve what we want in material life. So it is explained there, to achieve something, let's say you want a new car, you need to clearly envision and understand what kind of car you want, how it should look like, and you should engage all your senses in this visualization process. Let's say you want a red Honda. First of all, you get a picture of red Honda. You even can go to the place where you can purchase that car. And then you can try to sit inside, touch everything, engage your sense of touching. You can engage your sense of hearing about this car or hearing how it sounds like when it's on the road. You can even engage your sense of smelling when you sit inside the car, how it should smell like. And then you imagine yourself, okay, how I would feel when I'm sitting inside this car and I'm driving on the roads, and what kind of music I might be hearing, and how I interact with my friends, how they tell me, oh, you have a good car. Yeah, so we engage also our emotions. So this is kind of materialistic science, but it also can be applied in spiritual life to some extent. When we read these verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained how we should feel like when we achieve the highest stage of perfection. And so when we study Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives us vision. Where are we going? It is explained in the beginning stages of our spiritual life. It is very important to understand where are we going. Recently, there was a Radha Yatra, and Vaisheshika Prabhu came to Radha Yatra to distribute the books to inspire the devotees. And I approached Vaisheshika Prabhu with a question. If you can kindly give me a tip how to chant the holy name, just at least one tip, so I can keep something in my head. So Vaisheshika Prabhu said, the most important thing is to chant 16 rounds all in one go. If you can, if it is possible, then it's very important. But also he elaborated a little bit. He started to tell about spiritual life, and one of the things he mentioned, that unless we come to the stage of nishtha, unless we are established in spiritual life, there's every chance for us to fall down from our position where we're at. So it was, in one sense, it was quite shocking that he mentioned this. And it's kind of not depressing, but in a sense it makes you really think deeply where we're at, what's our position. Because at any time something can happen and we might be deviated from the path of devotional service because we're not yet on this stage. I'm talking about myself. We're not on this stage when we have a taste for Krishna. But when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we read how the sages achieved perfection, how the saintly personalities, how the great devotees of the Lord, they feel, and how they achieved perfection, it can become our meditation. So when we read in Association of Devotees, we have wonderful opportunity to discuss these pastimes, to go deeper into Srila Prabhupada's purpose, go deeper into verses, and to understand what's our position, where are we going, and what's the path, how we can achieve this stage. So Srila Narada Muni is mentioning in this verse, "O great sage, as soon as I got taste of the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching." So today I want to focus on two points. One point is how to get a taste for Krishna, for Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I got a little bit time to reflect. Last week was the easiest way for us to achieve the taste, what is the most accessible way. And I will mention a few points that most of us, we heard so many times. And we're hearing them again and again on Srimad Bhagavatam class when we come every morning, especially this series of verses, the first canto, first chapters. Srila Prabhupada often repeats the same points again. And even verses, sometimes they might be similar, they might repeat the same points. And even the speakers, when they come, they repeat the same points again and again and again. And sometimes we might feel, okay, when we start hearing the Krishna's pastimes, when we start hearing something real exciting, when we start hearing something new. When Srila Prabhupada was coming to the West on Jaladuta, he composed beautiful prayers. And in these prayers, he was asking Krishna, "I don't know how I will be able to deliver this message to Western society, because people in the West, they're so much influenced by modes of ignorance and passion." And Srila Prabhupada was saying, "I don't have any qualification, but Lord, you're all-powerful, and by your mercy, anything can happen." And Srila Prabhupada said, "Anyone who will hear the message of Bhagavatam repeatedly, then they will be able to understand your message." So that's why we come here again and again, and we hear this message again and again repeatedly. Then this message will be able to penetrate the modes of ignorance and passion, come deeply inside our heart, and we can get attraction to Personality of Godhead. So the first point, how to get taste for Supreme Personality of Godhead, the most accessible way for us, the easiest way, especially for those who stay in the temple, for those who are doing residential courses, brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, or those who come regularly, is attendance of morning program. When we come here, we chant rounds together, then we worship Tulasi Maharani, we worship Lord Nrisimhadev, obviously we dance for deities, we sing for them. We're in association of devotees for first 3-4 hours in the morning, and this is something that shouldn't be underestimated, how powerful it is. This simple process, all we need to do is just to be here in this temple room and to try to give our best, to give all the attention on every step on morning program, starting from chanting our rounds, putting all our efforts to chant attentive rounds, then putting our effort to be attentive while we sing prayers to spiritual master, In this way, we are being connected to our spiritual master, putting all our effort to worship Tulsi Maharani, to pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to remove obstacles in our life, to help us, to pray for each other also. Then we pray to Srila Prabhupada, we pray to all the acharyas, and if all of this happens in association of devotees, and if we are sincere for first hours in the morning, if we make this our priority, then we'll be very much protected. Then we'll be able to gradually develop taste for Krishna, we'll be able to gradually develop taste for Bhagavatam, and then we'll be able to feel like Narada Muni explaining in this verse. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, sages of Naimisharanya, they address Sutta Goswami and they're asking him, please tell us about Krishna.
Vayam tuna vitripyama utama shloka vikrame yachrinvatam rasagyanam svadu svadu pade pade.
So sages in the Naimisharanya forest, they're saying something very similar to what Srila Narada Muni is saying in this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. They're saying those who developed a taste for relationship with Krishna, they eager to hear of Krishna at every step, and the taste is ever increasing. So this is the state of mind, state of consciousness, state of heart where we want to be. This is something we're not achieved yet, but something that we're looking for deeply within. We're influenced so heavily by the modes of material nature, but being on the morning program, just being in association of devotees, we're able to transcend the modes of nature even at the stage where we're at. If we are developing gratitude towards what was given to us by Srila Prabhupada, this morning program, if we're just staying here with devotees, we're hearing, we're not allowing our mind to go somewhere where it's not supposed to be, but we're working on constantly bringing it back to being in the present moment, then we're able to transcend the modes, and we're able to connect with Krishna. We will be able to feel deep satisfaction in our heart. And I'm just surprised how devotees are coming here again and again and again for so many years. They're hearing from Bhagavatam, they're participating in morning program. And for someone from outside, it can be just unimaginable how a person can come for 15, 20 years at the same place, at the same time, to hear very often the same message, to sing the same prayers, to chant the same mantra. But my only understanding of how this is possible is just because these persons developed a taste for this activity and they're relishing it. They're really relishing it, and same as us, we relish transcendental prasadam, or sometimes we relish kirtan or chanting the holy names. We can relish association of devotees. We can relish mundane things. The same, these people who come here, they just feel great happiness from being here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are the same prayers on the Jaladutta that Srila Prabhupada composed. He quotes five verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is explained how we can come from stage Shraddha to Prema. I won't read and recite all these prayers now, just because of the time, we're a little bit limited. But I'm sure most of you know, these are prayers from first canto, second chapter, verses 16 to 21. At your free time, if you haven't read them, you can read them and you can recite them. So Srila Vishwanachakravarti Thakur gives an analysis of these prayers. So there are 14 stages how one comes from Shraddha to Prema. And he gives a guide how we can achieve this stage by stage. So the first thing that Srila Vishwanachakravarti Thakur mentions is to get the mercy of devotees. All of us were here by mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But I'm speaking of myself. I'm not using this mercy for 100% definitely. Because otherwise I would be in transcendental ecstasy, a tear would flow from my eyes, and I would chant and jump in ecstasy in front of deities. So it looks like something somewhere is going wrong, something I'm missing in this process. And I thought that it would make sense not to go through all these 14 stages, how we can achieve prema, but focus on the first, very first stage, how to get mercy of devotees. And I already mentioned something that is very easily available to us is to attend morning program. In this way, we're not connecting to Krishna, but we're getting mercy of all the devotees. So we're here, there are junior devotees, those who just came, those who came to learn, and we can share something with them. They're our friends and peers, and they're senior devotees. And when we're coming to the morning program, we get association of all kinds of devotees. And unless we learn how to establish relationship with three types of devotees, how to connect with all of them, how to follow Vaishnava etiquette with all of these devotees, we won't be able to achieve mercy of Krishna and also mercy of devotees. In my own life, very often I put emphasis on associating with senior devotees and asking a guidance of them and looking forward to hear from them or to serve them. But I feel it is a little bit imbalanced, because if we're concentrating on serving the senior devotees, serving sannyasis, but at the same time we're not getting guidance or not getting advice from our peers and friends, and we're not helping out junior devotees, and we're not understanding how to get the blessings of junior devotees and peers, then it's not we're not getting the full benefit of the process of Krishna consciousness. And just by being patient and by being attentive on the morning program, we can get blessings of all the devotees, especially if we're in this consciousness. How we can get the blessing of devotees? Just recently, a couple of days ago, I heard a statement. I believe this was Srila Prabhupada or one of his senior devotees or senior disciples, that unless we get the blessings and the prayers of our spiritual master and senior devotees, we won't be able to progress in our spiritual life. So it's a wonderful chance for us to get the prayers and blessings of senior devotees, of our guru, of our peers, and even of junior devotees, to attend with full attention and with full endeavor and concentration on morning program. Then we'll be able to get a taste for Krishna, as Narada Muni is explaining here. Of course, we get a protection by staying in association of devotees. And if we follow impulses of our mind, if we follow what our mind is telling us, and we just, I'm telling on that because I had this experience myself, I would wish all of you can learn from my mistakes, like sometimes I follow our mind, I follow my mind, and let's say I think I need to do something during morning program, and it is important, and it is more important than morning program, then I just go out and I do this service, and then I get punished by Krishna. And I won't go into details, but it's definitely is there.
All the senior devotees are here in ashram and in residential courses. We have a program. If you want to go out of the morning program, approach a senior devotee and then ask him, can I go out of the morning program? These are the reasons. And is it okay if I go? So we have this kind of system. And it's not there just to keep us under the control. It's not there just to follow every hour action and keep us here. It's here for our own benefit. Because on this stage of our spiritual life, our mind is very powerful. Influence of the mode is very powerful. And sometimes we're just not able to deal with it. But as soon as we approach senior devotees, and it's not only about the morning program, every action and every step we do in our life, if we approach senior devotees for blessings, they can guide us. So morning program is a very powerful way to see how it works. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Gaura Nitya ki jai. So this is one of the points that we get in morning program. We get protection from the influence of modes of nature and from our own mind, especially if we follow the senior devotees who will be able to guide us. And one more point is that I already mentioned modes of nature, but we're very much elevated to the mode of goodness just by being an association of devotees who are in the mode of goodness in the morning program. We get, by association with them, we get this energy of mode of goodness that's being transmitted to our mind. Then throughout the day, we're able to make the right decisions. Then, of course, we're engaged in deity worship. We're hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, we're worshiping our spiritual master. That's the points I already mentioned. And we're engaged in the most important process given to us by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. We raise our hands, we jump in front of deities, we dance, we sing Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's what Lord Chaitanya came to give to us, this process of Sankirtanam, congregational chanting of holy names of the Lord. And in the morning program, this may be our only opportunity throughout the day to engage in this process altogether, to sing names of Krishna, to glorify the Lord. And when we do this in front of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they're very much pleased, and very, very much pleased. Of course, if we again endeavor to bring our consciousness back from the things that is used to go, what will be our duties in the day, what kind of prasadam we will take, and so many things that's there in our head, like, you know better than me, I have my own things, you have your own things, what's there in your mind. But yeah, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they're so merciful, they're here. And we can experience this taste every morning. So this is, I mentioned before, the two points I want to concentrate today. And second point, I just mentioned briefly. I'll read from the purport. Ignorance in material existence is compared to darkness. And in all Vedic literatures, the personality of Godhead is compared to the sun. Wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. Hearing of the Lord's pastimes is itself transcendental association of the Lord, because there is no difference between the Lord and His transcendental pastimes. So ignorance in material existence is compared to darkness. When we go out for preaching activities, we can see how people is influenced by ignorance. We can see how people suffer. We can see how they're influenced by mode of passion, and we can see how they don't even have a clue what means spiritual happiness. So we have wonderful opportunity to
go out there to bring these people this sunshine of personality of Godhead that will remove all darkness in their heart. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, by ignorance, to become associated with the Supreme Light is to dissipate all ignorance. So every time, let's say we go out on the street with a book and we show someone Bhagavad Gita, the person gets connection to Krishna and immediately all ignorance is removed from his heart. So this is what Srila Prabhupada mentions. As soon as one gets association with Krishna, ignorance is immediately removed from his heart. And this is one of the reasons why we go out to do book distribution, even though person is not accepting Krishna consciousness immediately. But what Srila Prabhupada means by mentioning that is immediately removed. Maybe people who are hearing Harinam on the streets of London, who taste transcendental prasadam, delicious prasadam, people who receive a book, they don't turn their life immediately on 180%. But there is Krishna inside their heart already. There's a seed planted. And slowly, they will come to a turning point when they'll accept Krishna consciousness. So this is wonderful service for all the humankind. All these activities, when we go out, when we sing holy names on the streets, when we give out books, when we give prasadam. Just recently we had a discussion in Brahmacharya Ashram yesterday. Bhakti Rasamrita Swami was giving class, and the question was raised, is that when the person performs devotional service, even a very small amount of devotional service, will he get a human birth? Or if he carries on to live as an animal, let's say a person took a little bit prasadam, and this is it, that's all the devotional activity he performed, and then he carried on to live like engaging in all the sinful activities, just doing all the worst things, having kind of animal consciousness, just enjoying senses, that's it, nothing else. Will he get a human birth, or he will be born as animal next life? So Srila Prabhupada is saying this is a blessing that he will get a human birth and he will come to the stage of Krishna consciousness. So if we engage person to the tiny extent to do something for Krishna, he will, by blessings of Srila Prabhupada, by blessings of previous acharyas, by blessings of Gaura Nithai, he will get a human birth. So it is not even imaginable how valuable this service is when we go out there on the streets. Let's say when we distribute books, even if no one is taking books, they just smile to us. This means they performed devotional service. Sometimes when I distribute books and a person don't want to take the book, he don't want to hear, he's just in rush, all we ask, maybe you can give at least a small donation just to support our activities. And person saying, I don't have money, I don't want to give money, nothing. Then we say, just give at least 1 pence. This is why Sheshika Prabhu gives advice in his book. Maybe you can give at least 1 penny, just check in your pockets. Maybe 1 pence, person, okay, I'll check. And he says, okay, 1 pence, that's all I have. And then he gives 1 pence, and you see, he's feeling quite happy about this. This person gives 1 pence. Doesn't happen to me often. Most of the time people give more. Most of the time people give 1 pound or 2 pounds. Because they check, okay, I have 1 pound, 2 pounds. They give something and they say, I don't need a book. And they go away. It happened a couple of times. They just give 1 pence and they happily go away. Okay, I did my duty. This means we engage them in devotional service. And this is their first step. And most probably, even in this lifetime, they will meet devotees again. They will come to the festival. They will take prasadam. They will hear something from devotees. So this is how it works when we go out there. Even we don't see external results. Not much thing is happening. Let's say we go out to distribute books and for a whole day we distribute one or two or three books. But still, there are so much transcendental things are happening that we're not able to see with our eyes. But maybe 10-100 people will get a chance to get a human birth of life instead of being born as an animal next life. Who knows? And definitely we get so much benefit from this activity. We get purified. Once in Vrindavan, someone asked Jayadvaita Swami, what's the quickest way to progress in spiritual life? And Jayadvaita Swami was giving a class. And Jayadvaita Swami taught, you just go out and distribute books, and then you'll see how you'll be challenged, and then you'll see how rapidly you can make a progress by being able to connect with Krishna. Time is almost ran out. I just want to finish with the last thought, that when we go out on book distribution, it is very easy for us to achieve the prayerful state of mind and connect with Krishna and holy name. And this is, devotees explained, sometimes the deepest spiritual experience they had in their life were when they went out for a book distribution, because then you're put in a situation where you're helpless, you're completely dependent on Krishna, and you understand that without prayer, without dependence on spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, without being able to deeply connect with Krishna, I'm not able to do anything. And this is a goal of spiritual life, this is goal of Krishna consciousness. Someone can remember the verse, whatever we do, whatever scriptures we follow, the goal is always to remember Krishna. The goal of all rules and regulations is to... Vismarta Vyana Cham Suchid Sarvavichi Nishata Sura Kingarah. So yeah, whatever we follow, whatever we do is ultimately is to help us to think of Krishna. And preaching activities like going out on Harinam, like distributing prasadam, and going for a book distribution, ultimately is meant for delivering conditions, but also it meant to help us to always remember Krishna and to never forget Him. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premananda, Hari Hari Bol.